Welcome to Fellowship Talks, your weekly connection to the life and ministry of Fellowship Bible Church. It is our desire that this podcast will reinforce your worship on Sundays and encourage you as you live for Christ this week. Here are your hosts, Dan Schaefer and Amy Scrivanis.
Welcome to Fellowship Talks. My name is Dan Schaefer, and I am so excited to be here with you for another episode of Fellowship Talks. Thank you for joining us today for this episode, whether you're from Fellowship Bible Church, one of our five campuses, or from somewhere else across the world. We just want to say thank you for being here. I'm here, as always, with my co-host, Amy Scrivanis.
Yeah. Hey, everyone.
Amy, it is good to be here. We have some exciting things to talk about today.
We really do.
Like the intro that people just heard.
Yes.
For our seasoned listeners, you may notice we just introduced a new intro there. We introduced the song Great is the Lord from Fellowship Music, coming straight out of Fellowship here. But we also have a new voice tied to that intro, too.
We do. We have a great voice.
We do. It's Brittany Garland. Brittany works here for Fellowship. She's our HR, and so we brought her in to give us a new introduction to the podcast and to do the outro for us. So at the end of the podcast, you'll get to hear her voice again as she sends us off into our week. So we're really excited about that. But as you're listening to this podcast, we just want to ask you, please go on to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast in your podcast app. You may be listening to this through Facebook or some other means. And if you have not subscribed yet, would you go into iTunes or your podcast app and subscribe to this podcast? Give us a rating. Leave us a little review in iTunes. Let us know what this podcast is doing for you. We'd love to hear from you and love to get those reviews. They're actually really useful, Amy, in just as people are searching for podcasts, looking for meaningful content to listen to. So that those ratings and subscriptions are really important in boosting numbers for podcasts. So we want to ask you to do that. And we want some engagement here in the podcast. And so here's what we're going to ask all of our listeners to do. We have Christmas coming up in about a month and a half, and we are working on building our Christmas episode. You may remember 2 years ago, we had Ben Parkinson sitting with us, reading some Christmas stories. Last year, we had our fellowship worship team singing some Christmas carols with us here in the podcast. This year, we want to hear from you. So what I want to ask you to do is grab your phone, record a voice memo, find your voice memo app on your phone, record a voice memo, and then email that voice memo to us so we can hear your voice talking to us, and we'll put it into the podcast. We'll incorporate what you're saying into the podcast.
That's right.
I can see you got some questions, Amy.
Yeah,
you got some questions.
So
all right.
When we started talking about this, I'm about to show how much I don't know about my phone.
That's right.
I went straight to my email and tried to hit the little microphone.
Yes,
and yeah. Record a voice memo.
That's right.
That does not work.
It doesn't work. No. So
we actually have an app on our phones now.
Yes.
That I'd never seen before.
Yeah.
Called Voice Memo.
Yeah. Unless you deleted it like I did, and then I just had to find it again.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you could record it on there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then email it to us.
Yeah. The easiest way is to go to your search menu. So if you're on home screen, just swipe left, right, to where you get to the search screen of all your apps, and type in voice memo, and the Apple voice memo will come up, and you can either re-download it like I had to do, or you can just open it right up from there and push record. It starts recording you talking, your voice, your question, and then as soon as you're done with that, you can share it in an email to us at fellowshiptalks@fellowshiponline.com.
So all right.
What do we want people to send us?
We want them to tell us their name and which church or campus they're from. What is their favorite Christmas memory? Share that with us. And then tell us your favorite Christmas joke.
Yeah. Remember last year where I told a bunch of bad Christmas dad jokes?
Yes.
Yeah. We want to hear yours. So get your kids involved. Let them tell a joke. Record them telling a Christmas joke and send it to us. And we'll play it here on the podcast.
Awesome. I can't wait to see if we get some of these in and who we hear from and get to hear some stories from people.
And we have a giveaway with that. So every person who sends us a voice memo through email, fellowshiptalks@fellowshiponline.com, is going to be entered to win a gift from us. We're giving away a very nice hard copy edition in a box of New Morning Mercies by Paul David Tripp. It's a daily gospel devotional, great for people to do on their own to do as a couple or to do as a family. Really nice condition. Like I said, hardback. It comes in a box. It's super nice. It's great devotional. I know my wife loves reading this Paul David Tripp devotional.
I really love it. It's a good one.
In Adult Discipleship Team, we've given it away as gifts before. But here at Fellowship Talks, we want to give this away. So if you enter this, if you enter a voice memo, if you send us a voice memo with your favorite Christmas memory or your favorite Christmas joke, you are entered to win this devotional. We'd awesome. Love to give it away.
And if you can't follow my instructions on the voice memo, call Dan. His phone number is...
It'll be in the show notes. Let's just do that. I don't care if people have my phone number, but it will be in the show notes. Let's just do that.
Well, the instructions will be?
The instructions, awesome. Yes. Not my phone number. Yeah. The instructions will be in the show notes, and we'll go after that. So
awesome.
Find the voice memo app, record yourself sharing your Christmas memory, a Christmas joke, and then email it directly to fellowshiptalks@fellowshiponline.com.
Yay. I can't wait to hear them.
That's a lot, but that's not why we're here today, Amy. We got a really good story to get into.
We do.
Listeners may remember, if you attend Fellowship Bible Church, about a month ago, we had a Sunday where it was dedicated to child sponsorship all across the world, where we have different ministries that we're partnered with as a church, and we invited people to sponsor children through these various ministries, schools or other ministries. And we have with us a family who has been sponsoring a child and even has a story to share around that. So we want to talk with Hope Booker and Anna Booker.
Yes, hello.
Welcome to the podcast, guys.
Yeah,
it's so good to have you.
Thank you for having us.
This is cool.
Yeah, so since this is a podcast and you guys can't see Hope and Anna like we can, Hope is the mom, Anna is the daughter, and they're here as a family to share with us a little bit more about their sponsorship child. So why don't you guys start by just telling us a little bit about who you are?
Absolutely. Well, I'm Hope Booker, and I'm married to Lance, and we have five children. Anna is actually our third born, two boys that are now in college, and then we have a son that is a freshman in high school, and then a younger daughter who's in third grade. That we actually had the privilege of adopting through Pulaski County here locally about 5 years ago. So we are grateful to have Danae in our family.
Little Danae, she's super sweet too.
We love her.
Our favorite of the five.
So the reason we have the two of you is because the two of you have actually gone and visited your sponsored child from your family. Mm-hmm. And you're
yes,
the only two from your family who have gotten to go visit, right?
Joshua went with us. My oldest son, Joshua, is...
You're so right! Edit that, Dave.
Yeah. Let's see, Amy's saying that because she led this trip that Hope, Anna, and Josh all went on.
I will rephrase that.
I won't let Josh know that you completely forgot about him.
I was like,
are you joking?
Sorry,
my mom was like, oh, I wonder how Josh is doing at school.
But you're right, Amy. Let's actually back up, because why don't you guys start the story with when you started sponsoring your child. How did you guys, Hope and Anna, get involved with child sponsorship? Which ministry are you sponsoring with? And how did you get paired with your child? We don't even know if it's a boy or a girl yet. So
absolutely. She's a girl, Eden. She's 11 years old. But we actually have sponsored other children in the past. And actually, my oldest son, Josh, and I did get to meet a couple of our other sponsored kids in Kenya about 5 years ago. So that was pretty incredible as well. But this particular one, Eden, is through Africa New Life. And a year ago, February, when Josh and Anna and I decided to go on the trip, we wanted to sponsor a child from the country. And so we prayed about it, talked to Lance as a family, prayed about it, and said, yes, let's pick a child to sponsor. So that's how Eden came into our family, or was brought in that way. And
I'm so thankful that we decided to sponsor a kid, because meeting her was so impactful. It would have been so different.
And how old is Eden?
She's 11 years old.
She's 11.
Yes.
So tell us about that. What was impactful about getting to go and meet her?
Oh, man. I mean, what wasn't impactful? It was crazy. Over the course of the trip, obviously, seeing these kids, seeing how dirty they are, the poverty that they're in, and just how happy they are that we'll smile, we'll hold their hand, and then meeting a kid that we've been helping, and a girl who's so thankful to us, and that we get to give gifts to and just spend a day with, was so humbling to me, like looking back and realizing how much has been taking to make me happy, to make me content, to make me satisfied. And then I go and see this girl with one room in her house and a dirt floor, and she's just beaming, mm-hmm. and she's so excited and so thankful for an umbrella. And we have 12 umbrellas. Yeah, it was so humbling and such like a convicting time just to see all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what your sponsorship looks like. You said you started a few months before you actually took the trip to visit her. But what does your sponsorship look like? What's it look like monthly for you? What's it look like throughout the year? Tell people a little bit about what sponsorship looks like.
Yes, right. So, you know, for convenience, we are set up on a convenient plan as far as the actual giving portion of it. So, which is nice, but we get regular notices from them and, you know, newsletters that would be from Africa New Life as well that tell us about what's happening in the ministry. Mm-hmm. But then specifically, our children, we're encouraged to write to them. And through the website is incredibly easy to write to our children. You click on simply just a write to my child and there's a text box that pops up. You can write the letter. You can attach, I think, up to three pictures, which was incredible, too, after we got to meet Eden and then came home and were able to send back to her some of the pictures that we had taken she had copies of some of those of us, us with her and her family and some things that she probably doesn't have a lot of, some pictures to look at. So, and then what I've learned, or what we learned while we were in country anyway, is, you know, they have these center days for the kids. So every month the children come and meet as a group, depending on which village, city, area they're in. And they're poured into by the staff there. They are loved on. They are just checked in on and met so they can see what kind of needs they have, their family, checked up on educationally. And on those monthly visits, that's when your letter gets read to the child. Mm. So the letter is read and translated personally to that child.
Oh, wow.
And then each time you write, the child is encouraged to write back to you, which is a really neat correspondence that they have set up there. So you feel like there's that personal thing where you're actually getting a letter that responds to something that you sent, even though there is a lag time, 8 to 12 weeks, I think is what they say. And then one other thing just to note is that they do ask that you just send, like, I think 4 letters a year up to, so that some children aren't inundated with so many, and because they're expected to write back, they don't want the children to become a burden for them. But
that's right.
It's a beautiful thing that's set up as far as that. So that's kind of what our sponsorship looks like practically. And then just praying for our child, sharing the letters that are written as a family. I was telling Anna, sometimes I do a better job than others of making sure that the letters are sitting on the dinner table and so that we can read them and share together.
That was something I was
going
to ask you about, because that's something that I've thought a lot about, is how do I incorporate my whole family to be involved with our sponsored child? Because it's super easy just to sit down and me write that email and send it off and not take the time to. So what are some ways that you do incorporate your whole family?
Yeah, I mean, you're hearing them right there. I read the letters to them, but I agree with you, Amy. That's what I found, too, that I'm the one that sits down and write them. And I write representing all the kids and telling what they're doing and sending a few pictures. But I would love to do a better job of that. I will humbly say to you that, you know, I would love to have the kids actually writing a letter from their voice. So,
well, I know, like, for us, so after I visited with you all and we visited our sponsored children, my oldest daughter got to go back and she got to visit. And that does make a difference. Like, I know for you, Anna, and also for Joshua, when you guys get to meet that sponsored child, aren't you more invested? Like, you feel like, okay, I know her now and I want to write to her.
Yeah, like seeing her pictures, and when she sends us a letter, I don't always like write her letter back, but I always get to read it. And it's just so much more like personal because I imagine her saying the words, or I imagine seeing her face while I'm reading the words. And she says, I want to be president. And I see her and I'm like, she's totally going to be president. And like, you just get to know so much more. That did not make sense.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, it really does. You feel like you know them better because you
absolutely. Yeah, it's so much more personal.
Yeah, and our family, our family has a sponsored child there in Rwanda as well, and it's interesting because my kids are young enough that they don't really understand the concept of people being on the other side of the world or in another place. But on the same trip that you guys are all talking about, it's almost sounding like a reunion.
Yes, it is a reunion.
My wife was able to go on that same trip.
And we know your child.
And meet Ishmael, our sponsored child. Mm-hmm. But when we brought when Emily brought those pictures home and showed our kids the pictures of her and Ishmael and her family, like I could just see the light bulbs coming on in my kids. And my kids are quite a bit younger than you, Anna.
Right.
So I know it's a little bit different for you, but just speaking from a younger family, and just what that looks like for us as families.
Yes. Little side note on that is, we do know your child, and we know Amy's child because we were able to see several, visit several children, our team that went. We represented, I don't know, do you remember how many? I mean, we represented
maybe about
a
10.
Lot of sponsored children,
Maybe
one
more.
Day we had to split up into two vehicles,
that's right.
But those are the only children I met. I did get to go and see yours and
I do think that's one of the neat things about the partnerships that Fellowship has set up with our global partners is that we not only sponsor children in areas, but we're missions partners with them. So we are taking trips to these areas that gives you those opportunities to be able to visit the children you sponsor. So I think for me that really even changed that mission trip for me. Like we had other things we were doing. It wasn't just about going to visit our sponsored child. We were there serving with Divine Destiny Church. We were teaching and doing different things. And then this was also something we did. And I think that's a neat thing. We've sponsored other kids before where we haven't had a partnership like that where we could go visit them. And this has definitely made it a more meaningful experience.
So whose idea was it to go on this trip to Rwanda in the first place?
I've actually, since I was like 5 years old, just dreamed and dreamed of going to Africa. I don't know why Africa specifically, but we had friends who were missionaries there and I would always want to go visit them. And still, I hope I end up there. But I had been asking my mom for a long time, hey, like, I really want to go on a mission trip to Africa if that ever comes up. And then she went with my older brother, Josh, five years ago. And I remember seeing that and being like, that is so cool. I can't wait for my turn. And then we started talking about this opportunity with Fellowship. And it was a no-brainer for me. I was like, sign me up. Like, I'm on the plane. Let's
go. She was ready to be old enough to go.
Yeah,
sure.
Ready to be old enough.
So how old were you when you went?
It was last summer, so I was 16.
Okay. 16. So 5 years prior to that, she would have been pretty young. So, but I do still remember that trip we took to Kenya that Josh and I did, and Anna was so emotionally invested with us just because of her desire and her heart for it. I still remember we got the name of a bunch of sponsored kids, and she made all these little just canvases, and she painted their names on them and decorated them so that we could hand deliver. Do you remember? I probably took about a dozen little canvases with specific names of kids that were sponsored by our team members that I went with that time. So that was pretty incredible, too. Yeah, very much so.
It was a dream come true to me, Eden,
it
for
was.
Sure.
Yeah, Anna, take me back to this. You've been hoping to get to Africa for a while. You felt like God was putting this on your heart. Take me back to that point where the plane landed and you're stepping down into Africa for the first time and you're walking on African soil. What are you thinking about? What are you looking at? What's going on around you?
I think I was like, you know, like crying in my head, but like I couldn't, I was just too shocked to cry. I was like, this is real. Like, here we are. And I was very nervous, like all of this dreaming about it and I'm there. And like, I remember sitting in the bus when we were going to the house we were staying at and like looking out the window and seeing it and be like, it's just like the pictures. Like, I'm here. This is happening. What's going on? It was so...
Rwanda's a beautiful
so
country.
Amazing. It was so beautiful and so... Like all of the pictures you see on the websites and you're like, wow, that is so cool and so different from our culture, but it's just like how it is there.
Yeah. What do you feel God speaking to your heart as you're taking that trip to that house where you're staying?
I think I was just kind of asking myself, like, who am I going to meet and like, how's my life going to change? Because going to the trip, I knew that like it was going to change my life. I knew absolutely. And it was kind of God calming me in my heart there. Like, here it comes. Like, get ready. Your life's going to change. Like, take it in. This is it kind of.
That's a really good point, Anna. I think a lot of times we talk about missions trips or even child sponsorship as what it is doing for them. But we forget how much the Lord uses that in our own hearts and our own lives to transform us and change us. And So that's a really good point as you talk about that.
It changed me more than I could have ever changed any of them, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you walk up, and let's fast forward to the day where you got to meet Eden, and you're walking up to her house through her village. You can't speak her language, right? She can't speak your language. What's the first thing you did when you saw her?
So actually how they did it was we went to an Africa New Life building, and they had all the kids that we were going to meet there. And so all the kids kind of came out, and then I remember looking around like, which one's Eden? And I actually remember like making eye contact with someone that wasn't Eden, and being like, that's her. And then it wasn't. I was like, oh man. But then when she got there, I was like, just in shock. Like, I can't even like go back to that emotion. It was just so crazy, so like beyond words to see her and like realize she's like leading this whole incredible life here, so different than anything I could imagine. And I remember walking through the streets to her house, and someone had taught us how to say hello. And so I was just, I don't remember what it is now, but I was like saying hello to everyone, and they were laughing at me. But it was like just so joyful. And just like getting to see her house and seeing her siblings and her parents. And just, in awe and just like in complete shock, honestly.
Were you able to give her a hug?
Oh, yeah. My mom actually has quite a few...
A few pictures.
I think for me, one thing with knowing how God had put such a love in her heart over the years, I think there was a little bit of anxiety for me. Like, I hope it's what she hopes it is, you know? And I remember seeing her in country and being like, oh goodness, this is what she hoped it would be, you know? And even asking you afterwards and saying, what did you think? You know, did you have it built up more? And she's like, no, this is like... God is, you know, touching my heart. And I think the word that comes to my mind when you say that, Dan, is just love. Like, I felt like we walked into that situation, and it's like you're immediately in love with these kids, you know, immediately drawn to them, immediately love them.
And they immediately love you.
And they immediately love you.
I mean.
Although I think what's interesting, even as we look back through the pictures, is the first picture at that building Anna's talking about where we met them. You see a little bit of reservation. And then we had the privilege of going to all the other homes before. Eden was the last one we dropped off. So every home we went to, it's like I saw her just kind of a little more embrace. And I've told Anna that. I said, we have some pictures, and it's like she wanted to hold Anna's hand when she was sitting next to her on the couch. And then, you know, I've said all along that there's few things probably that can charm a mom's heart, like watching... your 16-year-old and an African child walk down on these dusty roads together hand in hand. I mean, I just had tears running down my face as I was watching it unfold. It's a pretty incredible, incredible experience.
So I just want to paint the picture, Amy, just pause for just a second and just paint this picture for any parents that are out there, grandparents. Maybe you're single and you lead an FSK group or FSM group here at the church, and you have the privilege to mentor one of our students here. But the opportunity to help lead somebody into child sponsorship, but then also lead them and mentor them towards raising support to go on a missions trip. That's really within our abilities here at Fellowship, among all of our campuses, to be able to do that. And just the incredible opportunity as parents, as grandparents, or as spiritual mentors we have to lead other people into those kinds of things to see life change in them. One of the questions that I have for you guys, and it's okay if you guys take a second to think about it, but oftentimes when we talk about child sponsorship, we kind of get this mentality of, oh, we're doing this for this child. We're kind of coming in and rescuing them because they're in this really bad spot, or we're taking over for this family. But one of the things we don't often think about is what this does for us personally, how God uses this in our life. And it's not necessarily us doing something for them as much as it is them doing something in our lives. Can you guys speak to that a little bit? What have you seen God do in your own hearts through this experience?
Yeah. I mean, I'll speak first. We discussed this a little bit, but just the gratitude you come home with, in the recognition of just like what God has entrusted to you and what he's given you, and also just their ability to find joy in such simple living. And I think that is, you know, you walk down the streets and you see these children that come out with you know, I mean, dust all over their faces, and yet just smiles that absolutely radiate their entire face. Mm-hmm. And they just want to be near to you. They just want to touch and hold your hand. And I think, you know, that kind of joy in those circumstances cannot leave you unchanged. Mm-hmm. So you walk away with a deeper gratitude for what God's given, more of a humility, a more of a contentment. Mm-hmm. I would say a contentment. I come home saying, Lord, how can I not but be content mm-hmm. with what you have given me? And I would say, yeah, those are...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I think kind of the biggest takeaway from Eden was just joy, almost. Just like seeing how genuinely joyful she was and how genuinely joyful these kids were with what they had. And like I said, just like the humility that it puts in you to say, wow, I need this and this and this to be happy. I need this and this and this to have a good day. Mm-hmm. And like... they don't have anything, and here they are smiling and just thrilled to see some smiling faces back. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, it's incredible. It's mm-hmm. so incredible.
Mm. So, Anna, you mentioned wanting to go back.
Oh, yes.
yeah. Would you want to go back long term?
Uh-huh. yeah, yeah. Yeah. For sure. Yeah, I'm dreaming right now about my next opportunity mm-hmm. to go back, but... I'll be there soon, hopefully.
Well, that's exciting. It's mm-hmm. exciting to see how just that, even that initial trip and going mm-hmm. and to see what the Lord might do with that in the future mm-hmm. and how he might mm-hmm. might lead you. So mm-hmm. yeah. really exciting.
Yeah. So sometimes when we talk about going to visit a child, maybe that can seem a little overwhelming to somebody. What mm-hmm. would you say to that person or that family who's considering child sponsorship, just starting there? What would you encourage them to think about or how to get involved in that?
You go ahead.
You guys can't fight. This is recording. No,
I
I mean, boy, I would absolutely say lean in. It's life-changing, life-changing. And I agree that it is life-changing for us, but it does fill a need. Mm. You know, when we were there, we watched, you know, we got to take large bags of food and rice to them. And to see the gratitude that they had, like saying, this is life-changing for us. You blessing us with this takes so much stress off of me feeding my children. So it makes a difference, you know. So I think absolutely lean in. It is life-changing for all parties involved, you know. And is yes, it's wonderful to send the money. It's wonderful to get the letters. But boy, if you have an opportunity to go on a trip, I can't say enough. Just the privilege. And you know what? Even the raising the support part you mentioned. But boy, you see God show up. You get to share a vision with other people who then come alongside you. So you have this experience that others want to share with you. It is. It's a wonderful thing to be able to lean into that. So I would encourage them, absolutely.
Anna, what would you say from your perspective? What would you say to those parents who are considering child sponsorship and leading their family through that?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. No question in my mind to go for it. My parents have modeled it beautifully. I mean, I don't remember ever not having a sponsored child. And I mean, I have like very faint memories of when I was little. We had magnets of... some kids, I think Guatemalan kids were the first ones that we had. And even though I never met them and I wasn't super involved because I was pretty young, like their faces still stick with me and like their letters and hearing about them, like a little sacrifice for us was life-changing to them. Mm-hmm. And especially in Eden's case was life-changing to us again too. Yeah, but.
That's good. That's good. Well, we really appreciate you guys coming here just to share some of your story with us here on the podcast. We know your video showed back in October in one of the services about child sponsorship, and we're just happy to have you guys here to share your story on the podcast too. So thank you for coming and doing that.
Thank you so much for allowing us to join you.
Yeah, thank you guys.
It's a joy.
And if you're listening to this podcast and you're thinking about child sponsorship yourself or with your family, we'd encourage you to come talk to our mission team here at Fellowship. You can go to the Connection Center or the Missions Wall on your campus and learn more about child sponsorship. It's still not too late to get involved. We'll have some of our mission staff emails and contact information in the show notes where you can connect with them and find out how do you jump in, how do you take this next step to get involved in child sponsorship. So Amy, we just want to remind everybody again, we are looking for your voice recordings. Send us your Christmas memories, your favorite Christmas memory, and your favorite Christmas joke. And we'd love to hear from you and your kids. Sending us those recordings, send it to fellowshiptalks@fellowshiponline.com. We'd love to hear from you and put that together for a fun Christmas episode this December.
Yeah, we're excited to get those.
Yeah. Well, until next time, Fellowship, I'm Dan.
And I'm Amy.
For As You Go, this is Fellowship Talks.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Fellowship Talks. We hope this podcast will help you be a more effective disciple of Jesus Christ as you love God and love others in your daily context. Fellowship Bible Church exists to make disciples who live by God's grace and for His glory at home and across the world.